Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
A question. Measured simply by the dollars involved, which stewardship decision often involves the most money? I'll give you a hint. Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous." Does this mean part of our stewardship plan should be to leave money behind to our grandchildren? Good question. First of all, remember, this is a proverb, not a command. Nonetheless, it does say that a good person does this, and we want to be a good person. In the time Proverbs were written, an inheritance was mostly made up of land and livestock and the like. In other words, these were resources for the children and children's children to make a living. By the time most inheritances were received, the children and perhaps grandchildren would have spent years actually working on that land and with that livestock to help the family provide for itself. The lesson from this for modern times is not to leave money to heirs so they can do nothing or live higher on the hog than their own efforts provide, but instead to help launch them into the next level of adulthood and its responsibilities to self and family. Along these lines, I've heard a compelling case that the best equivalent to an Old Testament inheritance translated to our modern culture is to help our children and grandchildren, if we're able, to receive the education they need to fully develop the gifts and leading that God has given to them. This can launch them into productive and mature adulthood, more so than receiving a bunch of money as an inheritance. Leaving an inheritance to our children and children's children? Let's make sure we do so in ways that will help them, not spoil them. That's good stewardship.
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through GA Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.